All righty, good morning. Sorry. So, I don't know why I thought of this. So, Hunter was listening in the background of what I was working on here in the studio.
Yeah, which is very interesting sometimes, to be honest with you.
It's usually stuff for a story or something we want to do. But I don't know why I thought of this and why it was cracking me up, but probably because last night was a very long night. Riley, my 18-month-old, she did not sleep well. She's, you know, just teething, and she's just, you know.
You got you in the background.
That's
doing
true.
Things,
God, dude,
it's hard
up.
To sleep around you.
God, she's so loud. Well, you've probably heard me talk about this, but Coco Melon has taken over my life. It's taken over the lives of Kiki and I, and there's nothing
you chose
we can do.
That.
I know. And even last night to kind
can't
of soothe
complain.
Her.
Remember? Back in the day, I'm like, you can't complain about
no,
things.
It,
and then we're going to be talking about this child for a while.
It is
you
what it
bitch.
Is. It's been almost like it's so burned into my brain now that it's just white noise. Like, I've heard it so many times. But last night, one of my favorite Coco Melon episodes was on because it features the song, I Like Your Name, Wow. And so, what is your name? What is, and then they go through it. I like your name. And then they go through all the names of all the animals. But here's my favorite one, Hunter. And I don't know why this cracks me up every time I hear it. But there's a wolf on there. And this is the wolf.
Oh, Wally.
Wally. Like, he just comes in aggressively as this wolf.
Hello, Wally.
Funny.
That
it's
effing
not,
wolf
not,
is everywhere. Not, every time I see the wolf, Wally comes in because everything else has such a sweet voice. You got Pepe and you got Yo-Yo, you got Bobo, you got the three little pigs, and then you also have a very aggressive sounding.
Wally, I like.
That's the best character in any child.
You are such a puss. So. This is what's making you crack up now?
Yeah.
This is
Wally
what the
wolf.
Show is. This,
hey,
is what the, you, this is where the show is going.
When you see what this little scamp of
the
wolf gets into, all right? He's trying to steal pies. All right. He's stealing fruit. He's being a little son of a bitch.
We need a new host. Bill, are you listening? Listen to this.
You can't tell me that hearing Wally the
this
wolf.
This is the humor. This is what the show's
crack
come
you
to.
Up. It makes my daughter laugh every single time she sees Wally the wolf. Here's Wally
as soon
the wolf.
He had her.
Wally.
It's not funny.
Oh, Wally. He's just such a little scamp. He's getting into trouble.
How about this? F Wally. Get into whatever we're doing. This is ridiculous.
He's a wolf. He will rip your face right off, all right?
Yeah. See, I'd be more interested in that.
Even a cartoon
wolf. At least
wolf.
There's a story behind that.
All right. You know? Wally, he's going to rip your face right off.
Wally.
Jesus.
Wally.
So don't make us suffer. You chose that. So not you have to watch Coco Melon because you have a kid.
There's,
you chose it.
There's one episode. There's one episode when JJ is trying to hula hoop and he can't do it. It cracks me up every time. Every time. He's just a little baby. He can't hula hoop. What's he trying to do, little baby?
You're supposed to make people want to have children. You know, this isn't helping.
This is what it is. This is what it's better than your scary movie crap. Like, better than watching some guy get their face ripped off.
I would much rather watch horror flicks than sit there and suffer Wally.
I don't know. Wally's pretty funny.
Wally!
Jesus.
Yep. Now you know. I should just play that whole song. I should just play the whole thing.
You know,
it's 4 minutes, and your ears will be bleeding by the end of it.
I'll take a minor break.
I mean, you will see the devil when you listen to that whole song, all right?
I mean...
You will see it.
You have to listen to that all day long.
It's just out in the bag. I told you, it becomes white noise. It becomes white noise. Much like me talking to my wife, it's just now white noise. It's just white noise. It's just on there. It's yeah. Part of my daily routine. I'm getting dressed. I hear Coco Melon. Going to bed, I hear Coco Melon.
Yeah. Now you know why I play so much golf. Because I only have so much time, you know, to get it in.
Well,
before I have to, Wally!
You know who else likes golf?
Wally
loves golf. Quite the golfer, actually.
Is he?
Good form.
I hate this. This is the worst.
I'll send you the link for the video. You can take a listen to it.
Yeah, just do that. Well, I'll review it later.
Yeah, put it in your playlist. I bet you if you drop that at a wedding, people will be like, damn, yeah.
Yeah.
I like your name. Wow.
I really like the Wally part.
Yeah, that's my favorite. You know? You could remix it. Wow, 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 Wally.
Jesus.
Fantastic. All right, what are we doing? Oh, it's time for your rock news and rock history. There we go.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Unbelievable. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up, especially with these winter months coming up. You want a reliable vehicle. You want to make sure that it's running right. John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly, cost-effectively, and safely. So go hit him
up. What's Wally drive?
Wally drives a Corvette. He's going through a midlife crisis.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's bad. His wife left him, and
he's got the drop top Corvette. Hair,
dude. I've even gotten to some of the just because you notice things about the show, and I'm not joking. Like, there is a Coco Melon like Reddit where they talk about how they think that the dad is hooking up with the kindergarten teacher because the mom doesn't wear a ring in like the third season. Hey. It's insane. It's insane. Yeah, good show. Good show. I tell you what, when that kid is screaming bloody murder and you put that on and she's quiet, it's like, oh, thank God.
You know, I could see that.
That's why I think I can muscle through it.
Wally saves the day once again.
Wally! All right, thanks,
my
Wally.
My bleeding ears.
Yeah. I can't take it! Let's do your rock news and rock history. Although Brian Johnson just published a memoir, The Lives of Brian, was the second book that he written. He says that it taught him something about himself. Here he is commenting on that.
I'm tougher than I thought. I didn't realize you had to be that tough to do things. Other guys are gifted in all different kinds of ways. I have to work at everything I do, and I work hard at it.
Johnson's first book, Rockers and Rollers, an automotive autobiography, was published in 2009. The Lives of Brian covers his life from birth to joining AC/DC in 1980. I have the Rockers and Rollers, an automotive autobiography, which is really good. I feel so bad for Brian Johnson's ears. Those the ears have gone through so much. Between the automotive racing that he's done, like, that's the other side of Brian Johnson.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he's real big in automotive, huh?
Getting in cars racing. And racing around tracks. Not professional.
Just that alone.
Yeah.
That alone.
Yeah.
I've been around a lot of guys that have been around racing with some of my dad's friends. Like, yeah, those guys can't hear.
They can't hear anything. And then
they've been around those top field dragsters for way too long.
So you're racing around the track around loud vehicles, and then you go sing for AC/DC, which at one point I believe was the loudest band in the world. So, yeah. His poor ears. It's got to just be mush inside there.
You know?
Just a coagulated mess. Huh?
Well, he got surgery, right?
I think something like that.
He had multiple surgeries, I thought. He had to take a break there, a little hiatus.
Yeah, that's why he basically, there was a whole how do you do where he got kicked out of the band and they had Axl Rose come in, but the guys were like, well, no, we're just making sure he takes care of his ears first and then he'll be back. So, but, yeah.
It's craziness.
Anyway, the new book is out now. The Lives of Brian is available online, bookstores, all that good stuff. So go check it out if you are a music fan, AC/DC fan, all that good stuff. All right, that is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
All right, going back to 1988, the Mighty Metallica, Mighty Metallica, they recorded their first music video ever. It was for the song One. There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Badass song.
Awesome song.
How long is that song?
I think it's like 7 minutes.
Six, 7 minutes.
Oh, let me see. I think the music video is a little bit longer because it's more of a... Hold on, One Metallica.
I was anticipating that one part of the song.
7:25.
And I think that part hits around like 5 minutes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, when it slows down.
No, when it speeds up.
Oh, when
again,
it speeds up. Oh, yeah.
The very ending.
God, they're so good. Yeah. And they got new music coming out. Well, they have a new track out. And then a new record as well to support that 2-year-long tour that we talked about.
It's one of the only bands I could say that, like, they could have an 8-minute song, and I'm like, all right, I'll listen to it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem showy or braggadocious or, I don't know, pompous like some other bands, Tool.
They paint a picture, man. They paint a picture with their music.
Yeah.
You can feel it. You know?
The only other song that could go longer is Inagata de Vida by Iron Butterfly. That's it. It's like 27 minutes long.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever listened to the full version of Inagata?
No.
It takes up one whole side of the record.
Damn.
My mom. The only reason I know that is my mom had the Iron Butterfly album, and so you had all the other songs on the album, and then on side B, it was one song, and it was Inagata De Vita. Inagata De Vita. It's real good for when you take some acid and you're just looking at your. You're
27 minutes long.
Well, did you ever see the Simpsons episode where Bart switches out the music? And he puts in Inagata De Vita, the super long version, but he labels it In the Garden of Eden, which is actually what it's supposed to be. Fun little fact. Inagata De Vita was supposed to be In the Garden of Eden, but the lead singer was so drunk when he came up with it that it stuck with Inagata De Vita.
Inagata, that's how he said it when he was.
Inagata De Vita. It's supposed to be In the Garden of Eden, baby. Don't you know that I love her? I
mean, it worked out, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Probably not what, good.
Sorry, John, what did you say? Did you say Inagata De Vita? I'm going to write it down. That's what
we're going to go with that.
Yeah. With studio time, we're wasting it. Let's go. Yeah,
make sure he's that drunk when we're on stage.
Cripes.
Somebody put that guy to bed.
Yeah.
That's the point when you need it, you go to
That's
bed.
That's right.
You just,
when you say, if you're ever drinking.
Start humming songs.
When you are drinking, and if you ever get to the point where you sound like the lead
sailor.
The lead singer of Iron Butterfly, go to bed.
Barely stand up. Look at you.
Go home. We're putting you in a cab. I'm fine.
Oh, you're just making noise.
Take me to KFC.
The drunkness is just coming out of you.
Take me to KFC.
Somebody's in the back flopping around.
Flopping around. Uber driver takes
his
a quarter.
Head tilted back.
Uber driver takes a quarter too hard. Your head slams into the window. And I got it.
Anyway, yeah, get him out of here. I can't handle this guy.
There you go. That was a fun little rock history. We did got into a bunch of stuff there. That was good. Yeah. That was good. All right, that's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.